The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Monday, the beginning of a new week, and we've got a lot of really great shows planned for you this week. Starting right out of the gate this Monday, we got a great show today. First of all, we're going to be examining a new trail mix that proves to be very, very high protein. For those of you who like trail mixes and want a solution for a high protein version, we're going to be talking about that in just a moment with one of our sponsors, Nathan Chase from Need to Build Muscle. Later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Paul Arciero from Skidmore College. Skidmore produced a study that unequivocally shows that whey protein builds muscle, burns fat, even in untrained individuals. So just imagine what it does for you if you train hard. Okay. My first guest, you know him. Many of you know him from the boards. He's Nathan Chase from Need to Build Muscle. How you doing, Nathan?
Great. Yourself, Carl?
Very good. Very good. You know, I had you on the show quite a long time ago, and many people may not have heard that interview, but most people probably don't know how you became a force in the supplement industry and its tie actually back to the military, right?
Absolutely, Carl.
Back in the military, you had the fine duty of feeding thousands of men, correct?
Absolutely.
Tell my listeners, first of all, where you started and what you did in the military.
Well, I joined the military, you know, like most people, because I wanted to, you know, support my family and things like that. I need the money, wanted to move out of my house. And, you know, at that time in my life, my passion had always been cooking. I always liked to, you know, serve people and make good food for a lot of people. And, it was something that I was always good at. I started out when I was 13 as a cook, started cooking at restaurants. And then, so when I joined the military, I decided, well, you know, I might as well join to do something that I love to do. So I joined as a cook, and I rose through the ranks. I got sent to Vicenza, Italy. I got attached to the 173rd Airborne Brigade. And from there, I excelled at the job. I went to Advanced Culinary Arts School. I was part of the USURA CTAF Olympics for the culinary arts team. And then I became the USURA CTAF, the South of the Alps dining facility manager, and I cooked for the such people like the general at the time. I cooked for thousands of people at a time. So I learned, you know, not only how to cook good, but I also learned how to cook in mass quantities. And then later on in life, I was able to take that, all that information, and bring it together. And because I was a high ranking in the military, and I had to learn how to teach other people how to cook, and not only just, you know, everybody, but I had to learn how to teach people who really didn't want to know how to cook or really didn't have an interest in learning how to cook. Because a lot of people, when they joined the military as a cook, it was either because they really wanted to be a cook or because they didn't score high enough on
right.
the math.
And they got stuck. And they got stuck being a cook. But you really
so they got stuck.
Yeah. And in fact, a lot of people probably don't know this about you, but you had written a cookbook back in the day that I edited for you, right?
Yes, that's correct, Carl.
What was the name of that cookbook? Do you remember it?
The cookbook was Anabolic Kitchen.
Right.
And so far, it sells on ElitePitness.com and a couple other sites that pick them up as affiliates. And it's been selling for about 2 years now, and it is one of the top sellers at Elite Fitness of all time. So for a cookbook to be, you know, one of the top sellers at an anabolic steroid forum, that's a pretty big feat.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reality of that cookbook was, it was nothing more than the culmination of all of the recipes that you had accumulated over the years that you had been cooking for yourself, right?
Absolutely. And taking, you know, the mass quantity idea of cooking and applying it to, you know, the bodybuilding lifestyle where people don't always have the time to cook, you know, one, you know, every single meal. They don't have the time to sit down. Okay, I'm going to cook lunch. Now I'm going to cook dinner. So, you know, a lot of people have to cook all their meals in advance. So, you know, we covered the I covered the topic of cooking in advance and cooking healthy in advance.
Right. I remember. And that is true, because a lot of people who follow a fitness lifestyle that nutrition is important, they will actually cook most of their meals, let's say Sunday night for the week, the upcoming week. And I remember you and there was one part of the book in and of itself that actually discussed large quantity cooking and some of the terminology that they needed to become accustomed to and some of the things they needed in their kitchen in order to accomplish that. That was in that book as well. I remember that.
Yes, we did a chapter on cooking a week's worth of meals in 5 hours. So,
So
on a Sunday, you could go and you could cook your whole week's worth of meals in about 5 hours. And it's not just, you know, cooking the meal; it's actually cooking the meal, having the whole entire kitchen clean when you're done.
Right.
Which your time is worth money. So if you can get, you know, all the cooking you need to do in a short amount of time on a Sunday, your day off, 5 hours, get everything done, have a meal for every single day of the week, or three or four meals for every single day of the week, and know that it's healthy and it's already done for you. I mean, it's a lifesaver for most people, you know, in this lifestyle.
Now, you still continue to search for nutritional products that taste really good because this is something that's been a love of yours, and you sent me a sample not too long ago, about three packets of a trail mix that I gobbled up all in one day, by the way. But tell my listeners about the new product that you're introducing. It's actually a revision of an old product, correct?
Yes, it is. I was actually contacted by Melissa over at Protein Factory. I'm sure everybody knows them. They're a great company. And she sent me an email and she asked me if I had any need for what she called protein crisps. They were whey chocolate protein crisps. And basically, essentially what they are is they're Rice Krispies or chocolate Rice Krispies that are made out of 98% protein and not carbohydrates.
And what kind of protein they use? Is it a whey protein that they use in there?
It's made out of a whey protein isolate.
Wow.
So it's a really great form of protein. And again, it's made into a chocolate whey crisp that's almost exactly like a chocolate Rice Krispie. So, I mean, you know, naturally, being a chef myself, when she sent me that email, I mean, the ideas in my head just started flying around in circles. And I'm like, imagine what I could do with chocolate whey protein crisps. So the first idea that came to my mind was, I'm going to have to make a trail mix with it.
Right.
You know, that can double as a bowl of cereal. So I started thinking, you know, I'll add some, you know, I already had protein bars that I was making. So naturally I started thinking to myself, what are some of the ingredients that I'm already using in the protein bars that I can also use in the trail mix to, you know, make it economical for me, you know, as a company. So, you know, I have the cranberries, the raisins, and the slivered almonds. So I made a trail mix using the cranberries, the raisins, and the slivered almonds. Now, essentially what you're getting is a bag of trail mix that you can take anywhere with you that basically has a 40-30-30 split, and it tastes amazing. The sweetness from the raisins and the cranberries actually complement the chocolatey dry taste of the whey protein crisp.
Now, when you say 40-30-30, you're saying 40% protein, 30% carbohydrate, 30% fat?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's pretty damn good. I mean, that's the Bill Phillips of approach back in the day when he came up with his protein bars and so on and so forth.
Exactly. So you're getting a protein trail mix. Now, if you go to the store and you buy trail mix, I mean, everybody out there has had trail mix. Everybody likes trail mix. There's a million different kinds out there. Now, you can get a little 6 ounce bag, and what's it going to cost you at the store for that, Carl?
I really don't know.
It's like $5, $6, $7. You know, even for the cheaper brands, you're looking at $3, $4 for a little teeny bag of trail mix.
Right.
You know, now I was able to keep this economical, and you know, if you buy it in a 3-pack, it's about $5 a bag. But the more you buy, obviously, the cheaper it gets, all the way down the line to about $2.50 a bag. Now this trail mix.
Well, Nathan, hold on a second. Hold on. We got to take a. I'm getting waved at because we went over. We have to take a quick commercial break. Stick with your thought. You got your thought in your head right now? You're going to talk about this trail mix? Okay.
Absolutely.
Stick with your thought. All right. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Nathan Chase from Need to Build Muscle. They are a sponsor of the show, and as you know, I sell nothing. If you like the show. Always patronize the sponsors. Go to needtobuildmuscle.net today and check out their trail mix. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Nathan Chase from needtobuildmuscle.net, and that's need to, N-E-E-D-T-O, not the number two. needtobuildmuscle.net. We're talking about their new trail mix, which is has 34 grams of protein per serving. That's as much as a large chicken breast. When we were going into the break, Nathan, you were about to say something about your high-protein trail mix.
Yeah, what I was saying, Carl, is that, again, it's a 40-30-30 split, and the first original idea that I came up with was adding the cranberries, the raisins, and the almonds, so that you could use it as a trail mix, but also that it doubles as a cereal. Now, you probably tried it when you first got it. You ate it as, you know, as trail mix by the mouthful, and it tastes great like that.
Yes.
But not only that, we're talking about chocolate whey protein crisps. You know, the original chocolate rice krispies, I mean, was a cereal. So that's, you can actually pour the bag into the bowl and eat it as a bowl of cereal. So you've actually got a high protein cereal, and there's no cereal on the market right now that has 34 grams of protein in it.
And then if you add real, raw, unpasteurized milk to it, my God, that's a meal in itself. You're going to have close to 50 grams of protein, healthy fat. I mean, that's great. I didn't think about it as a cereal. I just ate it out of the bag. You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's great about it is these protein crisps, they're a little bit, they're not as soft as the actual Rice Krispies are. So, you know, when you pour milk into a bowl of Rice Krispies,
they get soggy. Yeah.
Yeah. You got about a minute to eat them. You know, you gotta pile it down. Otherwise, you got a big bowl of soggy chocolate mush.
Right.
With these, they stay fairly crispy for a good 5 to 10 minutes.
Right.
So what we did was, so going along that idea, I wanted to expand on the protein. We just came out with a new flavor. The flavor you tried was the original brand, which has got the raisins, the cranberries, and the almonds. But I wanted to go the extra mile and go with the cereal idea, and basically add in with the new brand. It's basically a fruit mix, and what it has is apples, raisins, blueberries, sour cherries, mango, pineapples, and raspberries. And I mean, we're talking real, whole, organic, freeze-dried raspberries. Now, you know, I had some the other day, and even the raspberries in the bowl, I mean, if you've ever had a crunch berry, they're like twice as sweet as those, around the same texture, and they just taste amazing. I mean, it's simply just outstanding. It's the best cereal I've ever had, and,
right.
And it's healthy for you.
Okay, so really, while it's a trail mix, people ought to think of it more so as a cereal, because you're right. People don't have healthy choices for cereals in the morning other than, you know, very, very bland oatmeal.
Exactly, and that's one of my reps, CEO. Every month I give my reps a certain amount of money to buy some products, and every month he buys like 10 or 20 of these bags of protein trail mix. And what he does is he puts it in his son's oatmeal. His son hates oatmeal, but if he puts this trail mix in it for him, the new kind that I got, he eats it by the truckload every morning.
Yeah.
So you could essentially add this trail. I mean, you could eat it by itself, or you can add it to yogurt. You can add it to milk for cereal. You can add it to oatmeal. I mean, and then if you wanted to get creative, just like you would make chocolate Rice Krispies, you know, Rice Krispie treats, you can make the exact same thing out of this trail mix.
Really? I didn't think about that. So you take, but what would you use instead of marshmallow?
Well, they actually sell sugar-free marshmallow, sugar-free fluff. So you could actually use sugar-free fluff.
Why couldn't you? Okay, let me back up. You're a chef, okay? Why couldn't I take egg whites? Can I just take egg whites? The original marshmallow, wasn't it made from egg whites the way they make meringue?
Exactly.
I'm talking about back in the day before corn syrup was used for every freaking thing.
Yeah, and I was going to say, all they did was add a ton of sugar, and voila. You know, now you've got fluff.
So couldn't you just take egg whites? What could you add to the egg whites that would be healthy, that would allow it to remain pliable and not get hard? And because egg whites by themselves, if you bake them, they get almost hard like shellac. That's why you paint it on the top of a crust sometimes. What would you add to the egg whites if you didn't want to use anything unhealthy to keep it malleable and soft or pliable so that it would still feel like a Rice Krispie treat candy?
You know, I'm not sure about that, Carl. I would actually have to play around with some recipes. I mean, you got my mind thinking now. And, you know,
maybe that's the next Need To product. Maybe it's a healthy Rice Krispie treat that is, that uses egg whites instead of the synthetic fake marshmallow frickin' corn syrup stuff. And that would even add more protein to it.
Well, I'm absolutely going to be extending on our line. We actually, in our store, we have a specific section called snacks, for the snack section, and we have the protein bars there. We have the power butter, which is the high protein peanut butter. We have the N2 trail mix, the two different kinds, and I definitely plan on adding to it. I'm going to be doing protein soup based mixes, pre-made protein soups, and I am working with a lady by the name of Shannon Trimble, and we're working together to do protein brownies, and a lot of other different types of protein pastries, because, you know, people still want to have their sweets. They still want to have a little something that's a little bit of a treat. But you want to make sure that, you know, it's still healthy for you, or that at least it has some kind of healthy content in it, a good amount of protein, because you never want to waste a meal, you know, especially in our lifestyle.
Right.
We have a plan to expand on that line, on the proteins. We actually just expanded on the protein bars that we had originally.
Didn't you originally start out with a protein bar mix where people could just buy the mix and make them at home? Wasn't back in the day, didn't you start with something like that?
Well, that's one of the topics I wanted to cover. My company actually was founded on the protein bars. That's how I started Need to Build Muscle. What I did was one of my friends from ElitePhitness.com came to me and said, "Listen, you're a chef. Why don't you start a company and make protein bars?" And then I started studying protein bars and how to make them and things like that. And as I was studying that, I thought to myself, "Wow, you know, I'm going to need a chemical processing plant just to make protein bars. There's no way I'm going to be able to do this on my own. I can't make a protein bar and put it into. I mean, look at all the stuff that they put in these things.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Just the emulsifiers alone, you know, like the way the soy lithium and things like that. So,
right.
I said, you know what? I was thinking about it and thinking about it, and then Christmas of 2008, my sister gave me a Christmas present. It was just a pre-made cookie mix. In a glass jar with the recipe tied to the side of it.
Yeah, I've seen that, right.
And I was like, yeah, you know, great, you know, I'm going to cook up the cookies. And as I was cooking them for my kids, I thought to myself, wow, you know, I could do this with protein bars. I could use all the dry ingredients, and by placing them in a polysealed bag, a triple polysealed bag like they would with the MREs, sucking the air out, the dry mix could sit on the shelf for 20 years.
Right.
But you don't have to add any type of sugars or anything like that. You don't have to add any additives or preservatives. You can just put the dry mix, and then people can make a batch of protein bars fresh, because not everybody knows how to make protein bars. You know, you get a recipe, and even if you have a recipe from a friend, it still takes forever to get out all the ingredients, set it all up, go to the store. You always end up with extra. So now with these protein bars, you have everything you need in the bag. The recipe is right there on the front of the cover. All you need to do is add your honey and your peanut butter, and boom, you've got 12 bars. Now, these bars are no-bake, so you don't have to bake them either. So you don't have to worry about burning your house down if you're that type of person who literally can't even run an oven.
Right, right. So, I mean, I think most people think of your company in the frame of the supplements that you produce, and most of them are pretty hardcore supplements, like insulin mimetics and like the Need to Guard, which is designed for people who are using real performance enhancing drugs and supplements. I don't think people realize that you have so many different meal replacement type products on your store, huh?
Absolutely. And you know, and we plan to keep on expanding on that line, because I mean, that was originally one of the reasons why I got into the supplement industry, was to start making foods, different types of protein bars and things like that for the people that, you know, out there in the industry now. You go to any gas station, you go to a store, you can find protein bars all over the place. And even the leading bars now, where you think they're, you know, really, really healthy for you. But I mean, there's so many label laws, there's so many label tricks that they're pulling on people.
Well, why don't we do this? We're going to take a quick commercial break in a couple minutes. When we come back, we can talk about label claims. We do have, as you know, I'm very cautious on the companies that I promote, and you know that as well. I mean, because you were actually invited to come aboard quite a long time ago as a result of that. And we do have a protein bar manufacturer right now that I'm promoting on the show as well, besides you. And the reason they were invited aboard is for the reason that you're saying, because they have a legitimately good product. But why don't we do this? Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want you to talk to me and talk to the audience about the kind of tricks that are played when these companies introduce new protein bars, okay?
Absolutely, Carl.
And I have some opinions on this, too, because Dr. Scott Connolly taught me about this, as well as Vince Andrich. I was in the dark about protein bars until a few months ago. We're talking this hour with Nathan Chase from NeedToBuildMuscle.net. We were talking about the Need To High Protein Trail Mix, which doubles as a cereal. So you should go to NEEDTOBuildMuscle.net and check out the high protein trail mix, especially if you are like me and you travel a lot and you want to bring something with you. You're staying at a hotel. This is a great alternative to having some crummy high sugar cereal with your milk in the morning. When we come back, we'll pick it up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Testosterone
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, earlier in the show, I said I sell nothing. And that if you like the show, you should always patronize the sponsors whenever possible. I want to bring something up. There is an old page that is indexed by Google that I've been trying to get them to take down for the longest time. And if you go to it, you'll see it's even the old Superhuman Radio website with the orange and yellow colors and so on. And you can order ginger extract on that website, on that page. The links on it are still active because Google cached it, and the link basically is a buy now link on PayPal. I don't sell ginger extract anymore, but somehow people find this page from time to time, and they order kilos of ginger extract, which I do not keep in stock any longer. So I have to go out and buy the ginger extract and get it shipped in from India, which sometimes can take up to a month for me to get or longer because I don't keep it in stock anymore. I am trying desperately to get Google to get rid of that page. I've already removed the darn page from the Superhuman Radio server. But
wow.
Somehow it keeps coming up in a cached way, and people click it, and they order the ginger extract. And then I run, and I got to buy ginger extract. And since I'm not buying a lot, I'm getting ripped off because I'm buying like 3 kilos, 4 kilos. And if you are searching for ginger extract and you come to the Superhuman Radio website and it's that old Superhuman Radio page, please don't order it. You know, and I'll tell you, Nathan, the hard part is the people who order it are like, my father has colon cancer. So what am I going to do? Say, no, here's a refund. I can't help you. So then I got to reach out to this guy in India, and I'm not buying what I used to buy like 40 kilos at a time and just keep it in stock. And it would take like a month and a half for me to get it. And now I got to order like 4 kilos, 3 kilos, because people stumble on this page and they order it. And then on top of that, I had the one woman who ordered like, I don't know, a kilo from like another country or something. And recently she disputed it on PayPal because I didn't send it to her. Well, it's like I'm not even selling this stuff anymore, but somehow I'm getting orders for it, and I wish I would just stop. So I'm telling you, if you listen to this show and you find a page on an old Superhuman Radio website selling ginger extract, do not order it because I'm not selling it, and I got to get rid of that page somehow.
Well, it's just a testament to your character, Carl, that, you know, you're still honoring it even though you don't sell it anymore, and you're going out of your way to go pick this up for the people that do somehow end up ordering it so that they can get what they ordered. I mean, you know, a lot of other people out there would have just said, the heck with it, you know, and not honored that.
Well, but the stories are always the same. You know, somebody's got cancer. I'm trying to help somebody with it. And so what am I supposed to say? Like, go find it somewhere else. I kind of feel really bad. And so I'm trying, and this last go around, I ordered the ginger extract, and customs, it wasn't marked right, and customs sent it back. And it was just like 8 kilos I ordered, and they sent it back. And so then it's like, now I'm waiting for, and the shipping cost me both times because the guy I'm buying it from doesn't want to hear, hey, you know, U.S. Customs screwed up. And he's not going to eat it, so I'm paying. So by the time I get this ginger extract in and send it out to everybody, I'll have lost money. But I got to get that page taken down. I got to find out where it is, how it's being found, and I got to get it down. That's all I can say. But anyway, for those of you who are finding it, please don't order any. If I'm going to sell ginger extract again, I'll put it on the current Superhuman Radio website. You'll see it on the current website. Okay, now let's get back to the subject at hand. Dr. Scott Connolly told me about this, and I'm gonna talk about this when we talk. So talk about label claims. What goes on in the bar industry typically?
Well, first of all, I mean, I have one statement that's mostly true, about 98% true for almost every single protein bar out there. Basically, the worse it tastes, the better it is. The better the bar is for you. The better it tastes, the worse the bar is for you. And that's usually true for almost every single bar.
The only exception to that rule is the Quest protein bar. Have you ever tried Quest? I'm just curious. Have you ever tried the bar?
Yes, actually, I have tried the Quest bars. They're really good.
There you go. So, I mean, but you know why they're really good? They're not sweet. They don't taste like candy, but Quest isn't trying to make it taste like candy. That's the thing. But anyway, okay, so you're right. These bars that taste like candy bars, they really do taste like candy bars. Chances are they're not what they're saying they are, right?
Absolutely. Well, Consumer Lab Reports actually did a study on all the protein bars on the market, and this was a while ago. When they did the study, they basically found that 1 out of 8 meal replacement bars doesn't meet the label claims. Only 1 out of 12 protein bars met the label claims. 4 out of 10 diet bars met their label claims. And 2 of the bars that they tested exceeded their claims on fat, as well as 5 out of 12 bars, their calories exceed what's on the label. If you sat down and said, okay, there's, you know, such amount of fat, such amount of protein, such amount of carbohydrates in this bar, so that and if you know anything, if you've been around a while, you know that, you know, 9 grams of fat, I mean, 1 gram of fat equals 9 calories, 1 gram of protein equals 4 calories, 1 gram of carb equals 4 calories. So if you sat down and did the math, just take any bar on the market, sit down and do the math, and you'll see that it doesn't add up. Why is it not adding up? You're doing the math, and all of a sudden, the bar that you have in your hands is either has 60 to 70 more calories than it should, than what the label is saying, or it has some missing. And people start to wonder, where are those calories? Where are those calories coming from? And how come they're not in the sugar content or in the carbohydrate content? And that's because, basically because of label laws. When it comes to labor laws, there's so many different laws out there about, you know, by law, what you have to put on the label. One of the laws is when it comes to carbohydrates and fats, if you have anything below 0.5 grams, then you don't have to, you can actually round down.
Right.
So if your protein bar has 5.49 grams of fat in it, you can actually just put 5.
Right.
Even though there's basically a whole half a gram missing.
That's how the artificial sweetener industry gets by the fact that they add maltodextrin to sucralose and Splenda, because the amount of sucralose that's in a packet of Splenda, if all they did was put the sucralose in, it would be like two little grains would come out when you open the pack. But what they do instead is they add it to maltodextrin. As long as the maltodextrin is less than a gram, as long as the carbohydrate is less than a gram, you don't have to count it. You can say calorie free.
Well, they actually have other forms of carbohydrates now that they synthetically created that they can put in protein bars, and they don't have to list it as a sugar.
Is that like glycerol or something like that?
And they don't have to list it as a carb. One of them is sugar alcohols.
Right.
Sugar alcohol is basically a genetic alteration that it's basically not a sugar, not an alcohol. But it is sugar. It's a form of sweetener.
Right.
And your stomach actually isn't able to digest this. And that's why a lot of the bars out there cause upset stomach.
Right.
They give you gas and things like that because there's sugar alcohols in the bar. And they're not counting it as a sugar, even though it really
is. And there is some evidence out there that sugar alcohol still spikes insulin.
Absolutely.
So what are you getting? You know, it's like, what are you still, you might as well just eat the sugar.
It's healthy. It's natural. You might as well eat raw sugar instead of, you know, the sugar alcohols or some of the things that they're using out there. There's other forms of carbohydrates that they're using, like there's a lot of bars out there now that have like chicory bark in it, which is actually good. It's actually good for you.
Right.
It's not a bad form of
and
sugar.
And chicory, and then they get fiber from the chicory as well. I know that's, which
exactly.
is different. That's it's, totally
it's,
different.
It's good for you. Right. You know, so I've seen that in bars, and I like bars that have the chicory in there because, you know, it is a natural form of sugar. It is good for you. But at the same time, these bars, sometimes you'll notice they have more calories on the label than it says because the chicory bark doesn't get counted as a carbohydrate,
right.
even though it's a polysaccharide. Now, the chicory bark also, it works almost like GHRP in the sense that it antagonizes the peptide,
right.
the stomach peptides, and causes the gastrointestinal release, which basically makes you hungry.
Uh-huh.
So you eat some, and then moments later, you want to eat more.
Interesting.
So it can be a good thing for people who are trying to bulk up, trying to, you know, add weight, or people who don't have a very good appetite, things like that. It's healthy. It's not bad for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha. What Dr. Connolly once told me that the way some companies go into the protein bar business is they knowingly make a bar that has more sugar in it, and less protein or, lower quality protein than they promote it to be. And then only, and when they're caught and called on the table, do they then turn around and clean up their act. But as long as they can get away with it, they keep producing those bars. And the downside of that is consumers eat those products and think that they're eating something different. They think they're sticking to their program. And in fact, they're not. And that's why when you find a protein bar, that actually has like 6 things in it, you know what I mean? It doesn't have all this other stuff in the label. It minimizes your need to distrust the manufacturer, because it's like you can't hide, like you said, you can add up the calories and divide it by the number of grams of fat, protein, and so on, and you can come up with the math really easily. But Connolly said that was a typical approach, and he had named some names, and I'm not going to name them, but these are very, very popular bars that you will find in most grocery stores and that we buy that claim to have very, very little sugar and or impact carbohydrates and very high amounts of protein, sometimes 30 and 32 grams of protein per bar. And he said that they don't. And he's actually done his own tests. We were going to do a show once, but I thought better about it. I thought I just can't afford to for the lawsuits because I would be sued, I'm sure.
Because
one of these companies is a huge company, and he was going to show his independent lab testing of their bars that shows that A, there's no way they're using high quality whey. They have to be using collagen type proteins. Number one, because they actually did amino acid profiles on these bars. And number two, the bar had a ton more sugar in it than was on the label. But Connolly says until they get caught, they'll just keep producing the bars that way. And once they get caught, then they'll clean up their act. But by then, they've already made the money in the market that they're looking to make.
Well, a while ago, I read a book that got me thinking about protein bars, even though the whole book basically wasn't about protein bars. I read a book called Twinkies Deconstructed by Steve Esslinger. And basically, it talks about all the ingredients in a Twinkie. It actually goes down throughout the whole book. It goes line for line, every single ingredient that's in a Twinkie. And he actually went to the great length of going to different countries and going to the manufacturing plants of every single one of these ingredients that's in a Twinkie. Everything from the soy lithium to the vitamins that are in
it. Oh, you mean the soy lecithin. Yeah, I got you. Okay, yeah.
And even the vitamins, I mean, that are synthetically made, he went to the plants and he was basically escorted by armed guard to leave the premises. Because of the, how they were making the synthetic vitamins for the Twinkies, which were actually made out of petroleum. You know, a lot of the, vitamins that are man-made are actually made out of petroleum.
Right.
And it got me thinking, and I went and I looked at a lot of the protein bars on the market today, and if you look at them, and you take a Twinkie, and you take a protein bar, and you look at the ingredients in both of them, or you take a Snickers bar, and a protein bar, and look at the ingredients in both of them, it's basically the same plus protein.
Right, right, right.
You know, which is amazing. I mean, the protein bar industry, I mean, America wants to be healthy, but at the same time, America has no time.
Well, right. They have to trust the information they're getting. And when you have bad intelligence, which that's a big problem. The majority of people out there have bad intelligence about what is healthy in the first place. Never mind the fact that a lot of the foods that they think are healthy aren't even what they're supposed to be. We're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. You can find more information about the food products that Nathan Chase produces by going to his website, needtobuildmuscle.net, and that's need to, NEEDTO, buildmuscle.net. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest
customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Nathan Chase from NeedToBuildMuscle.net. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Paul Arciero from Skidmore College talking about the benefits of whey protein. Some startling information coming out of Skidmore. I mean, not just for those of us who want to build muscle, but when we look at the nation as a whole, obesity and the management of metabolic syndrome, there's real magic in whey protein. So we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. All right, so Nathan, we're going to wrap up the interview here. I want people to go to your website, first of all, needtobuildmuscle.net, and check out your products. You also have a vast array of pretty hardcore products, too. I know we've been talking a lot about the food products this hour, but you have Need to Slin, which is an insulin mimetic, insulin sensitivity amplifying product that is designed to be taken before a workout, correct?
It's actually designed to be taken before meals and throughout the day because...
I'm sorry, that's what I meant, before a meal. I'm a schmuck. Before a meal, thank you.
What it's going to do is give you a better insulin response to carbohydrates and foods. It's going to shuttle carbohydrates away from fat stores and more towards being stored in the muscles as ATP and energy. And from the people who have taken it, the reports that I've gotten, you know, one cap three times a day, 30 minutes before meals, the bottle lasts 6 weeks. Everybody I've seen who's taken it has loved the product. There's very few people that I've seen who have taken the product and didn't get a great response out of it. And it's a recomp product. A lot of times people misconstrue it as a fat loss product and you're basically trying to drop a ton of weight. When actually with the Need to Slim product, it's basically, you know, switching your body to fat burning and muscle storing. You know, and basically taking carbohydrates and other nutrients and funneling them towards the vital organs and muscles that need them, because that's basically what insulin's job is.
Right, and we actually did a whole interview with a gentleman from the UK, a professor. I want to say his name was Filimonov.
Filimonov, yeah. It's kind of hard to pronounce.
and the way he described the product, it actually would be a great product for people who have diabetes.
Yes, well, I mean, as far as that goes, I really can't comment on that, and you know how it goes with that, Carl.
Yeah, if you say something like that, the FDA will be all over you.
Oh yeah, I won't have a pot to piss in after.
Yeah, no, that's all you'll have left. is about to piss it. But no, I know. But anyway, and then tell me more about this Need to Guard. This is a product that we just started advertising on the show. What exactly? I know I wrote the spot and produced a spot for you. But what made you come up with Need to Guard?
Well, I mean, as most people know, I am the executive elite moderator / admin of ElitePitness.com, which is the largest steroid board in the world, as far as I'm concerned, as far as the numbers show.
Right.
So a lot of the products I create are for the hardcore athlete who is chemically enhanced. And since I'm on the board, I've been on the board for 7 years now, and everywhere I look, you know, you hear people talking about, well, what AI should I take on cycle? You know, what aromatase inhibitor should I be using? What should I take for this side effect and that side effect? But very rarely do you see tons and tons of threads being made about, well, what supplements can I take to protect my health? And a lot of guys, they're not thinking for the distant future. They're not thinking about, you know, what they're doing now, and what kind of effects it's going to have later. It's not until you get older in life, like your age and my age, Carl, where you start thinking about your health a lot more.
Right, because you want to live longer. When you're young, you don't care. You're like, I don't care if I die. I don't care. And then when death actually becomes like one of the components of where you are in your life, then it's like, hey, I don't want to die.
Exactly. I want to live. So
right.
I designed the product myself and Nelson Montana, whom you're very familiar with, and so are your listeners. We designed the product to basically cover every single health aspect, everything that steroids impact negatively.
Right.
Now, let's face it. I mean, we'd all love to believe that steroids don't do anything negative. And you go out there on the boards, and if somebody makes a threat about, well, you know, steroids can do this and steroids can do that, I mean, you'll get everybody and their brother making a huge argument that there's no studies and it's not true, and steroids don't affect your heart and they don't affect your cholesterol and blah, blah, blah. And very rarely do people actually admit and face the problem. The problem is that it is a problem, and you do want to protect your health. You want to protect your cholesterol levels, your heart, your kidneys, which is something that's very rarely spoken about on the forums, your liver. And basically, so we designed the N2 Guard to cover every single health aspect that you can think of, which is basically, you know, it's almost like 10 products in one. And then not only that, we added androgen receptor upregulators. Because
now, what are you using for the androgen receptor upregulator? That
LCLTL.
Which stands for what?
Which is L-carnitine,
yeah,
L-taurate.
Yeah, right, right. There you go. Right.
And through studies, it's been shown to upregulate the androgen receptors and basically make the cycle better. It also helps with different types of oral steroids and making them more orally bioavailable.
Right.
So we've added a lot of different things, and there's a full liver support, there's a full kidney support, there's cholesterol support, androgen receptor upregulators, antioxidants. So basically, you've got an all-in-one product. It's even got a full RDA of vitamins in it. So not only are you protecting all of your health, but you've got all these products in one product, so you don't have to have 10 different bottles of something, because nobody wants to have to open up 10 different bottles, you know, and you got your little thing that you put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and put all your pills in it. I mean, that's what I used to do with like 10 different supplements. I would, you know, take out my little container. It had the days of the week on it, and I would put, you know, 10 caps in every single little category, and it would be a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you got to sit there and take. Now you got it all in one bottle.
How many capsules do you have to take a day? Like six?
Seven. It's seven caps.
Okay.
Total.
Right.
Seven caps. Now you can take.
Do you
all
recommend?
Of those
I was just going to say, do you recommend that people take that across the course of the day, or they can take it all at one time?
Well, I've always advocated, no matter what supplement it is, to take it spread out. Now that doesn't mean take one cap every hour, you know, so that you got 7 hours or two. Yeah, I mean, you could basically take three in the morning, two in the afternoon, and two at night.
Right.
You know, and spread it out like that. Three doses a day is always best. It actually works out, because most people who are taking any kind of oral steroids, they know that 90% of the oral steroids out there, you're dosing them three doses a day.
Right.
So, I mean, it's simple. You can remember it. You take your one, you know, there's products out there like Bistrol or Superdraw where you're taking one cap in the morning, one cap in the afternoon, and one cap at night. So you take a couple of caps with your first dose, a couple of caps with the second, a couple of caps with the third.
Right.
I mean, there's no problem with taking it all at once. But when it comes to even vitamins, your body can only absorb and use so much at a time.
Right, right.
So you want to spread it out so that you're getting a little bit of it throughout the whole entire day. And that's obviously going to give you a better result.
Yeah, very good. And so what are the – do you have any new products that are coming out now?
We have RLS Supplements will be coming out with a topical DHEA product, which is going to be using the same transdermal delivery system of the Formastanzol that Mr. Supps has,
right.
Which is the Formastane and 7-8 benzo and a couple of other products. People love this transdermal formula. Basically, unlike most of all the other transdermal formulas out there, you know, a full dose, 5 pumps, it barely fits in the palm of your hand. You rub it on, it dries within seconds, and it doesn't stink. You don't have to lather up your whole entire body. You know, like most of them out there, you take it and you get 5 pumps, and you're basically lathering up your arms, your chest, your stomach, and everything, and then
yeah.
You got to stay 20 minutes with your shirt off.
Back in the day, I used to have to shave my upper body, my legs, everything, in order for all the transdermal creams that I was using. I had to end up covering most of my body with them.
Yeah, so we've come up with a transdermal delivery system that uses not only a chemical ingredients, but also natural ingredients. As most people know, if you look up emu oil, it is a natural transdermal, and it's actually more powerful than most of the chemical transdermals out there.
Right.
And not only that, by adding a little bit of the emu oil or mostly emu oil combined with a couple of other different chemicals and ingredients, you're making a transdermal system that's not going to cause rashes, which a lot of the transdermals out there do. It's one of the most chemically and structurally more close to the human's oil than any other oil out there. So emu oil can actually be used as a natural transdermal. You can basically take anything.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, emu oil was being sold to elderly people to help them get rid of their arthritis and stuff like that. Hey, I hate to do this to you, but I'm looking and I'm being waved at. We're coming to the end of the interview. I want to inspire people to go to needtobuildmuscle.net and check out the wide variety of intelligently designed and intelligently priced products that Nathan Chase offers. Always, always patronize the sponsors of Superhuman Radio. Nathan, man, send me some trail mix so I can have some cereal tomorrow.
Absolutely, Carl. No problem at all, brother.
All right.
Listen, I want to give out a shout out to God, Deadhead, and Hurricane, and some of the mods over there on ElitePitness.com who are doing a great job helping people over there, always there, every day, spending all their free time in the service of other people. I can't thank them enough for all that they do over there on Elite Fitness.
Very good, very good. And for all the people out there like themselves who continue to carry the torch of physical culture forward, we thank you and salute you. Nathan, we'll have you back on soon, okay?
You have a great day, Carl.
All right, thank you. All right, so when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Paul Arciero from Skidmore College talking about the effects of whey protein. You're going to want to listen to this one. This is really amazing. We might be able to cure the country if we could just get everybody to start buying whey protein. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of.
buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Oops. I did it again, baby.
Yeah!
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's been a while since I've talked about whey protein. We did a lot of shows back in the day about whey protein, the leucine factor and its effect on muscle, and how whey protein really is a superior form of protein. My next guest is Dr. Paul Arciero, and he is with the prestigious Skidmore College in one of my favorite towns, Saratoga, New York. Welcome to the show, Dr. Arciero.
Carl, pleasure to be here. Looking forward to this.
Okay, so let's talk about, first of all, you are with the Health and Exercise Sciences Department. What exactly is the objective, the mission of your department?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We have a really unique approach to how we, first of all, educate and communicate information to the students that are enrolled in our department. We're to begin with, as you mentioned, we're in a beautiful location, Saratoga Springs, New York, upstate New York. This time of year it's a little rough, but ordinarily it's a wonderful place to be. In the summers, as you well know, Carl, and others, it's the place to be in terms of the horse racing and just the cultural activities that we have going on. And so we're ideally located, and we're starting to attract a lot of really competitive, young, bright-minded scholars, particularly in the field of the health sciences. And so for us, we're very unique for a small liberal arts institution to have what we the name of our department, the Health and Exercise Science Department here at a small liberal arts school. It's unusual. You normally don't find prestigious, real research-driven majors like that, a health and exercise science major, unless it's at a major university where they really have the facilities and the personnel and the resources and the backing of the school itself. So we're unique. We have all of those things in place here. So we've got a committed college, a committed president, and a committed environment here at Skidmore College to really foster these young, bright research scholars in the field of health and exercise science. And so it's reflected in our major. Our major is focused on the study and the expansion of how the relationship of physical activity, nutrition, and human health intersects. And so our students,
which is obviously diametrically opposed to the current status of the average American's attitude towards nutrition, attitude towards exercise overall, which is actually, quite frankly, promoted by the mainstream media
and the government and all of the individual groups that have their hand in profiting from the perpetuation of this misinformation.
Without a doubt, yeah. And we're trying to obviously debunk a lot of those unfortunate...
Now, before we get into the interview, I have to ask you a question, because I myself experience this whenever I'm at a group function with friends of mine and people start talking about eating healthy, and you realize, you know, that people have bad intelligence to begin with. They have bad information, and they believe that the intelligence that they have is coming from reliable sources, so they defend their intelligence. And when you start talking to them about the type of stuff that you are elucidating at Skidmore, do they, and you are an accredited, learned individual. Me, I host a radio show. They, you know, I have nothing after my name. Do they look at you with the same degree of either disdain for trying to convince them of something that they have become almost committed to, like a religion, or do they look at you and go, "Wow, I should really rethink this now because of your credentials"?
Oh, that's a great question. And in fact, Carl, you know, at first, when we have these conversations, or when I have these conversations with community people, or when I go and give my various talks and lectures and seminars across the country, at first, believe it or not, they do have a little bit of pause when I begin to go in and dispel some of these long-held dogmas that they have about how to eat healthy, or how to exercise right. And they take pause and they think, that seems a little bit off from what I've been accustomed to. But given the opportunity for me to really clearly communicate to them the truthfulness of the scientific data and what's actually been conducted in legitimate, valid institutions and in research environments to show what is actually happening, I'd say they come full circle, and that's the great thing about it. And as a result of me being able to communicate the correct information to them, it really, by the time we leave and we depart from each other, I sense a real source of motivation for them.
Right.
I sense them
like
really
a loosening. They
motivated.
Almost like they start to unfurl their grip on their beliefs beforehand, and you could see that maybe now there's an opportunity, there's some fertile soil here now where maybe they'll be a little bit more open to the possibilities that they've been wrong and told the wrong things for so long.
Yeah, without question. And as you know, Carl, I've been on some of the other shows that you host with Dr. Scott Connolly,
sure.
And one such long-held belief is this preoccupation that really established governing bodies hold to, even now, government agencies, about this heavy emphasis on focusing on the quantity of the food that we eat, less with a de-emphasis on the quality.
Right. So, you're talking about the whole calorie myth, basically.
Yes.
We're so focused on the calorie. When people don't, and I say this very simply, I would challenge anyone to do this themselves. If you really believe in the calorie myth, then you eat 2,000 calories a day of sugar, just pure sugar. Just get table sugar, drink water, and eat 2,000 calories a day of sugar. And have someone else eat 2,000 calories a day of protein and fat. And at the end of just 1 month, see who has gained fat. And that will dispel the calorie myth in and of itself.
Absolutely. Holding all else equal, right? All the activity that they might be doing.
Right.
I couldn't agree more. And that's the study that needs to take place.
Yeah, I'd like to be involved in that study. But, here's what I want to talk about now. I want to start moving towards the study that you produced. What was the title of the study that your group produced over there?
Right. So the title that we are going with is Whey Protein Resistance Training and Healthy Lifestyle Strategies, Their Effects on Cardiometabolic Risk in Overweight, Obese Adults. I left out one component of the resistance training and as well the healthy lifestyle, and that's this, intense, this high intense.
Right.
Some refer to as sprint intensity exercise.
Yeah. Right, which the reality is that most people who go to the gym today have no understanding of what intensity is. In fact, in the recent discovery of pyroquinone
quinolonine, I can't, PQQ, which increases both mitochondrial biogenesis and size. The only other thing known in science to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size is intense exercise. I don't mean, if you can do leg presses while reading a magazine, you're not training hard enough. So
that's right.
Intensity is really important, and I know that most people are too lazy to train intensely. My audience happens to be different because my audience is intelligent. And we're going to pick up this interview with Dr. Paul Arciero, and we're going to be talking about the effects of whey protein resistance training on its obesity and metabolic syndrome. You know what? If people would just follow Dr. Arciero's advice, we wouldn't have a healthcare debacle today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a haloidrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Woo! Today's show is an open challenge to Michelle Obama. If you really, 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 really mean what you say, that you have an interest in making this country healthy, then step up to the plate and listen to this show. Because Dr. Paul Arciero is going to give you the ingredients for reversing disease in this country.
and saving a lot of money in health care. Dr. Ossiero, first of all, let's establish something. The percentage of obesity that's occurred from 1960 through 2008 was delineated in the preparation for this study. How are we truly the fattest nation now, United States?
Oh, Carl, it's a sad state we're in right now. Unquestionably.
We are the fattest. You know what I always said, Dr. Ossiero, that part of the problem that we have is a PR problem because I've traveled abroad on business my whole life. And when I used to go to Israel and watch the people there who are all fit, you can't find a fat person in Israel. And then their impression of Americans is we're slothful, slovenly, overconsumptive, whiny babies. Because when they see pictures of Americans, they see the average American who is 60, 70, 80 pounds overweight. Some of them even more.
Carl, you know, it's a sad state we're in, and I have to say, I've been working in this field for a long time, and I've grown not desensitized to it. In fact, just the opposite. I've grown more sensitized to some of the mechanisms that we have in place in our culture that are driving this state of unhealth and disease. And, you know, as much as we can put the blame all on, the average typical American citizen, so much of what's at stake here and what's at real cause and responsible for this is how we are being, how these things are being thrown at us through the media, through certain agencies and governing bodies that have been misinformed. And again, we've seen this, of course, with our food guide pyramid being obviously driven by lobbyist interests and big agriculture more than anything. And so I think the tide is starting to change. I think that what's happening is we're starting to put the right people in the right places to hopefully make the right decisions about how to change this. It's going to be a slow change, but people like myself, Dr. Connolly, and others that are trying to send the truth in the right message to how we can begin to combat this. Again, you know, you can't hold all of the entire U.S. Responsible for this obesity.
No, because we're getting bad intelligence. People really do want to eat healthy. People would do the right thing if they knew what the right thing to do is. Most people are almost frozen by the indecisiveness because they're not sure. They're getting conflicting information. And we need a consensus once and for all. I think that you have your hand on the pulse of this consensus, quite frankly, with this research. It's estimated, these are your numbers, that in 2010, cardiovascular disease will cost this country $503 billion with a B dollars. Now think about that for a second when we talk about the cost of healthcare. Everything comes back to metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is made up of a variety of different delineating factors. Fasting glucose levels of above 100, and there's a lot of people out there with those. HDL C levels below 40 in men, below 50 in women. Triglycerides higher than 150. One of the things that I don't see on this that I wish you would have included was some of the inflammatory markers, because I have this nagging feeling that that cholesterol is not causative but corollary. That if inflammation goes down, cholesterol doesn't patch holes anymore.
Right.
So I wish that would have been. But waist circumference and so on and so forth. These are all the things that you looked at to sum up the effects or the indicators of metabolic syndrome. Talk to me about blood pressure, systolic blood pressure in regular individuals and trained individuals.
Yeah, before I get to that, Carl, I want to just go back to your point because it's a good one and shouldn't be overlooked.
Okay.
You know, the traditional indicators, as you call them, and markers of metabolic syndrome are the ones that you had read off. But clearly, you know, our knowledge is increasing, and we're expanding our understanding of what are the true underlying mechanisms of metabolic syndrome. And you hit it right on the head that the inflammatory cytokines and other related inflammatory markers, CRP among others, but clearly TNF-alpha and the interleukins, those are the primary inflammatory markers. And, you know, when those are elevated, there's without question a real strong relationship, correlation between metabolic syndrome and some of the others that are listed. And so you're right. I think, you know, we're starting to have a much clearer understanding of those inflammatory markers. So I didn't put those on. I don't include those often when I'm discussing metabolic syndrome because you kind of go with the ones that most people are familiar with. And so that brings us to this, you know, blood pressure and body mass index. So let me just first begin with, you know, how it is that we define the current state of obesity in our country. It's actually a population-based measure. It's called the body mass index, which, of course, is nothing more than our weight and our height. We use those two values. And so it's a fairly crude measure, but on a population-wide basis, it's
because
it's
most people are
indicative.
Because most people are fat. Most, you know what? Those of us who are lean and muscular, we hate BMI because we're told, hey, you're not healthy. But that's because it's designed, BMI is designed for the masses, and the masses, the majority of their body weight is made up in fat.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So,
When you take a look at the BMI on a population-wide basis, you know, they've done some really sophisticated studies. You know, there was a recent one done in the prestigious journal Hypertension that showed very clearly that individuals that are classified as being obese through the BMI equation have much different blood pressure markers. And again, blood pressure is one of the premier factors related to metabolic syndrome, particularly from a cardiovascular health standpoint. And it shows very clearly that individuals that are presenting with lower BMI, a BMI that's falling in the lower quartile, have a significantly reduced blood pressure, and we're talking about systolic blood pressure, and that's powerful. So there's some real direct correlation. And then we take it a step further, and we look at what the relationship is between certain markers of fitness, VO2 max, and other measures of our overall cardiovascular fitness, and we see the same correlation, very, very strong. Those that have, you know, the highest level of fitness have also the lowest levels of systolic blood pressure. And so those two things go hand in hand, body fat distribution, or at least overall body fat as measured by BMI, and as well fitness in its relationship to blood pressure.
Now, here's the ubiquitous part. You know, back in the day, people would say this is a Xerox copy, even when that copy wasn't made with Xerox, because the word Xerox became synonymous with copying. And we have the same problem today with the word healthy. We hear people say, well, I eat healthy. But you know what? It's one of those ubiquitous terms that doesn't mean anything anymore. So promoting optimal health, you determined there had to be an increase in dietary protein intake, correct?
Oh, without question. In fact, it's one of the most, the single most important factor. You know, when people are constantly trying to place a rank system associated with the lifestyle, everyday lifestyle variables in the promotion of health and optimal performance. And the debate comes down to, well, you know, what is it, the exercise or it's nutrition? Listen, you talk to any bright person, they're going to tell you that nutrition is going to trump the exercise in almost every case.
Right.
And you've had Dr. Connolly on, you've had myself, you've had others that have spoken to this very, very eloquently, and the data is there very convincingly that ultimately all the exercise in the world is not going to amount to a hill of beans if you're going and trashing it with just eating a high carb diet.
Right.
It's just not going to work. And so
dairy protein seems to be the best of the choices, correct?
Whey protein is ranking up there at the top. We have known this now for scientists anyway for years that in terms of the bioavailability of you know proteins that we have available, the one that seems to be assimilated the most efficiently into the body, particularly you know when you're looking at muscle protein synthesis and fractional synthetic rates of protein synthesis in the body, clearly it's the whey protein and it's the components that comprise the whey protein that are most contributory towards stimulating a healthy level of fractional protein synthesis.
Now, what about exercise and training? What is your recommendation for people in a training modality to help augment this new? And I'm going to promote this on the show as the way to health for the United States. I'm going to be promoting your study all for the rest of the year.
I'm going to say people want to get healthy just need to look at this particular PowerPoint presentation. We'll get them there. Tell the people what kind of exercise training they need to do.
Right. So, you know, before we get into maybe some of the specifics of the study in terms of the numbers that I recruited and put them through, but, you know, I had to decide, you know, what is it that is the most reasonable? What is the most feasible? What is the most time efficient? What is the most proven scientifically way to exercise to promote health and performance? And so those are my top questions. I mean, what any intelligent person would start in that, you know, line of thought that you want to do things that are, first of all, even feasible for people. Secondly, things that are time efficient and economical in terms of their time and energy that they're putting forth. And then third, what has been proven? What do we have scientific documentation to substantiate and validate the claims that this exercise routine is going to benefit? So that was my starting point. I think that's a pretty logical place to start. And sure enough, the things that constantly come to the top are these high-intensity forms of types of exercise that are really proven through time and time again to elicit some really magnificent changes. And just to summarize real quickly, you know, we've done the studies to look at people who have undergone a sprint or a high-intensity bout of exercise training for relatively short periods of time, 2 weeks, and compared them to a group of people that have done much longer bouts of exercise but at a much lower intensity, and then you measure certain physiological and performance markers. Hands down, it's the sprint interval, it's the high intensity bout groups that are coming out above, and that's even for many of the favorable aerobic changes that you would not expect. You know, you'd think
right.
that somebody who was doing more of a low level aerobic type exercise,
longer and longer term, right? Exactly,
longer and longer. Just keep putting the hours in on the treadmill, running as long as you can for hour after hour. You know, when you do that chronically, there's evidence to suggest that first of all, your food intake is going to go up, and sometimes in the wrong foods that you should be eating. And second, you're not gaining nearly as much favorable benefit to your metabolism and your biochemical profile as you would if you were going to be doing some sprints. And
give me an idea of what an optimal sprint session would be to emphasize the benefits
yes.
of cardiovascular training.
Boy, I mean, this is great. This is why I love doing your show, because you target right in on what is the most important take-home message for your audience. And so what you would want to do if you were designing, and this is what I do on a daily basis. In fact, here I can speak to it personally. I had 32 of my research participants in my study that I'm doing currently in this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. Let me tell you something. When you see these faces show up at 6 o'clock, and these are middle-aged, overweight, obese individuals that are prime candidates at risk for these cardiometabolic syndrome conditions. They're here in my gym this morning at 6 o'clock, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to rock these sprints, and they're beaming. You know, ear to ear,
right.
with a smile, saying, "Man, I feel great. My energy level's up. My metabolism is up. I've lost, you know, this much weight. I can feel my clothes fitting better. I mean, it's awesome." So this is what I have them doing. Here's what I did. They came in this morning, started them off with a warm up. They did a nice, you know, easy warm up on the piece of exercise equipment that they were interested in using, and then we went to work out with them. They did 30 seconds of an all out bout, as hard as they could go, or close to it. They're just, you know, they're only in their second, third week. So we have them just below that maximal effort that they can
right.
put forth for 30 seconds. We did five of those. In between each of those sprint bouts of 30 seconds, you give them anywhere between 3 to 4 minutes to kind of, you know, catch their breath.
Walk.
First of all.
Now, are they walking? Is it active recovery?
They're walking.
Right.
They're walking.
Right.
It's just a very, very low-level recovery. Carl, let me tell you, you know, in terms of time efficiency, I mean, first of all, they're giving you high fives as you leave because
right.
you got them out of there, you know, in a little more than a half hour, but they feel as though, man, they just did the, you know, one of the most effective workouts they could ever do, and they're benefiting from it. So that's an example of that.
And scientifically,
type of exercise.
The biomarkers for the effectiveness of that
yeah.
are super is much better than had they gone in there and done 45 minutes of 3.5 mile an hour walking while
Absolutely.
We're watching.
I mean, you have things, yes, you have things like muscle citrate synthase activity going up, which is a really important mitochondrial enzyme that helps our bodies, you know, oxidize energy in our body more, you know, more pronounced, more to a greater level, a higher magnitude, and that's all good. You want to have that energy ATP production occurring at a greater degree, so you know the citrate synthase is going up. You know, pyruvate dehydrogenase, which is, you know, converting pyruvate into acetyl CoA so that it can enter into the mitochondria. I mean, you're having all of these enzymes that are being enhanced. The enzyme itself is not even so much the number of enzymes, and we do know that we have some induction of some of these enzymes that are favorably enhancing these metabolic pathways to help us burn, you know, these healthy number of calories, keep our metabolism up, help promote mitochondrial biogenesis. It's not even so much that the number increases, it's the activity of the individual enzymes that's so profound. And that's where the real, you know, proof in the pudding is coming out, is that you're starting to see these enzymes now, in terms of their relative activity, become enhanced. And that's what's really most exciting about this.
Dr. Ossiero, we have to take a quick commercial. I'm actually letting everybody know, we're going to take the show long. We're going to take the show as long as we have to until Dr. Ossiero lays out his entire plan, which I predict could change the health of this country. And we're going to take as long as we need to. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up where we left off, and I want to talk about the resistance exercise. And I also want to mention that tomorrow I have a great show. We have Dr. Scott Connolly coming on tomorrow, and he is going to help me. My objective tomorrow is I am calling on the FDA to treat soy like a drug because of its drug-like effects. So you're going to want to listen to tomorrow's show, too, when I get right up in the face of the FDA using the science that they cite themselves to say that soy protein is actually beneficial. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by bestrecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why for a limited time we will be giving customers a free 330 gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects: estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Sissies may want to stop listening now.
Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today, Dr. Paul Ossiero. We're talking about really what we're talking about is how to change the health of this country. And Dr. Ossiero has the game plan in his hand. But getting these people up on Capitol Hill to grab a hold of this and do something about it is a different story. So we, the listeners of Superhuman Radio, we need to take it upon ourselves to start spreading the word. Here's the game plan right here. Okay, Dr. Ossiero, did we cover everything we need to about the effectiveness of interval sprints and that being more beneficial than some of this lower, longer, more less heroic, actually, type of cardiovascular training?
You know what, Carl? Believe it or not, there's one more.
Okay, let's go.
you know, when we have these individuals start to engage in this higher intensity interval type exercise, you know, most people come into exercise thinking, hey, I got to lose some body fat. I'm going to start doing some long, slow endurance bouts of exercise. You know, get me on the treadmill, just get me walking submaximal. That's what they're told to do. That's going to burn all that fat. Well, the truth of the matter is that you're not doing the right thing. In fact, we know now through scientific evidence that the higher intensity interval type outs of exercise that you can do, the more lean you're going to become, the more of your body fat you're going to start to reduce. It activates all of these powerful, powerful enzymes and pathways in the body that actually begin to shift your substrate. And when I say use the word substrate, I'm talking about your body fat storage, your body carbohydrate storage.
Right, your body's preference, your body's preference for an energy source. So it shifts from
your
maybe carbohydrates to fat.
Your body's preference for an energy source. Right. That's exactly right. Right. Begins to shift. And it shifts toward a much, much higher lipid oxidation, a much higher fat oxidation and utilization. So, you know, it's such a powerful means of exercising that we got to start to make
now,
sure.
I know that when Michelle Obama listens to this show, and I'm hoping she does, because I really do believe that she is interested in helping this country get healthier and allow her husband to be the president that dissolves the healthcare debacle while he's in office. She's going to say to herself, well, Dr. Ossiero, most people can't run and sprint, but you're saying you have obese people that are sprinting right now, right?
Carl, I've got people that are on the high end of risk, the high end of risk. They've got markers of metabolic syndrome. Now, you know, you talk to people, they'd say, well, that's, you know, not advisable. But in fact, that we know that when you do it the right way, when you have them under, you know, the supervision of a trained and qualified expert, that absolutely you can bring them up. And you do it gradually. You make sure that they're doing it within the bounds of their body and their health status. But absolutely you can get people that are even at the high risk end of metabolic syndrome and quickly, and I'm talking, you know, in a matter of just a couple of weeks, you can begin to shift that substrate utilization. You can begin to shift the enzyme activity in all of these areas of the body that are promoting optimal health. And so absolutely you can start to do it in individuals.
Okay,
even
so there's no excuse. That's the bottom. I don't want any – you know what? I don't want – well, you know, I had somebody say to me one day, well, some people are hostages to their cardiac problems. You know what?
Yeah.
I was supposed to be a hostage to my cardiac problem back in 1998, 99 when I was diagnosed with an irreversible arrhythmia and on 7 different medications. And my doctor, when I told him I was going to start powerlifting, he said, just make sure you have life insurance because you don't want to leave your wife and children hung out to dry, because he was implying I was going to kill myself. And here I am drug free and stronger than he would ever be. So, you know, for those people out there who are going to try to make excuses, there's no need for excuses. All you need to do is just get in and do the work. Let's talk about the resistance exercise portion of this. What do you have people doing for resistance exercise?
So the resistance, again, can take you know, a various number of different forms, but clearly it has to be full body. So the resistance exercise has to be full body. It has to target the main muscle groups. It has to be one that is putting the people on a, you know, a periodization type of a schedule. You know, you can get real, you know, intricate and fancy depending upon your actual needs and what your outcomes are.
Yeah, but an easy periodized you can do micro cycles or macro cycles. You can go
right
in and do heavy today. Next week when you hit that same routine, you do light. Or you can take it out where you do heavy for 3 weeks or heavy for 3 months, and then you go light for 3 weeks or light for 3 months. However you want to do it, but the idea is you're oscillating your workload. And therefore you're either going for the lower rep more taxing on the central nervous system, higher weight routines, or you're going for the higher rep, less taxing on the central nervous system, lighter weight routines. And that way, by you're doing both of these, you're giving your body a chance to kind of reverberate into a different zone of health, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well said. And in fact, listen, that's a whole other topic for another show in
right.
terms of getting into the specifics of periodization and the general physical preparedness routine of off-season if they're athletes. But the general public, without question, you want to put them on, you know.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Can we do that show in a couple weeks? On the general preparedness and periodization.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
I love the general preparedness. I'm all over that. So let's go back to this resistance training. We've got, you can break it down. Listen, 4 days is enough. You know, you hit the upper body, twice a week, the lower body twice a week. You throw in some core exercises and you've got a really sound. And like you said, you know, you just vary the stress that you're placing on the neuromuscular system. To really maximize the effects of the resistance training. And you get into the hands of a good, knowledgeable, trainer, physiologist. They're going to train you the right way to make sure that that neuromuscular system is activating the pathways that are delivering these impulses, these nervous impulses to the muscles in the most comprehensive, healthy, safe, manner possible, and ultimately leading you to the greatest, you know, physiological health improvement. So it's not complicated. That's the combination. Now I just want to throw this in, Carl, because I think this is important. You know, there's people who, and for good reason, don't necessarily prefer weight training. And I'm of the belief that, listen, weight training is a wonderful form of exercise. But however, I've also designed an alternative for those that necessarily do not want to choose the weight training. And that's doing this performance functional training that we've all heard about. But it's another way to help really benefit from a resistance training standpoint. And again, you use things like body weight, you're using medicine balls, you can throw in some dumbbells occasionally. You can, of course, use
kettlebells.
The kettlebells, thank you. So there's ways to do that in a really effective way. But again, following the same principles of what you would normally do if you were going in for a more traditional weightlifting type of a routine, but you're now doing it in more of this, you know, what we call this performance or functional training manner. So both equally effective, but one, you know, takes on the form of what's more, attractive for some people above the other.
Right. Okay. All right. So resistance training should be whole body, and obviously it should have some level of intensity. You shouldn't be able to read a magazine while you're doing the work. You should have to be focused on the work, and you should feel some level of intensity. Now to the one that's the hardest of all to talk about, healthy eating. How did you determine? Well, how did you tell these people to eat? What did you tell them to eat?
Believe it or not, in that first round of study, nothing. They were not given any nutritional or dietary advice.
But you did advise them to increase their protein intake. That was the one.
I was just going to say that was the one change in this one group that we admit that we had.
Isn't that magical? The whole country is always looking for a silver bullet, a pill, a plan that, oh, if I just do this one thing, it will change everything. Well, here you got it. Increase your dietary protein intake and make it preferably whey protein, which clearly is superior to every other protein. Now, I have to say something else. I had Dr. Amy Anderson on the show a few weeks ago when she talked about her study that was done on individuals 70 years old and plus. It was a longitudinal study that followed, I think, 1,800, elderly individuals. They were classified by the most prominent food that they gravitated to. There was a protein group. There were several groups, but the three top groups, the protein group, cereal group, and sugar group, the protein group was actually called the meat group because they gravitated towards eating chicken and beef and so on. And then there was the cereal group, and they gravitated to eating cereal several times a day. And then there was the sugar group because they liked cookies and candies and so on. Needless to say, longevity stood on the side of the meat group. Those who had modest amounts of protein intake greater than the rest of the individuals lived the longest, and the ones who ate the sugar-laden diet died the soonest, followed by the cereal group. So this goes hand-in-hand with healthy eating. Increase your protein intake, America.
You want to live longer. You want to be stronger. You want to be healthier. Don't be afraid of protein. You know what? This nonsense that you should, oh, don't eat more than 60 grams of protein a day. It's taxing to your kidneys. Well, guess what? Your Paleolithic ancestors usually ate protein and fat for months on end when there was nothing green to grow. So clearly you can survive on protein and fat.
No, hey, listen. this is my ultimately what it comes down to me. That, you know, this is the essence of where I'm coming from when I start to really advocate for this change in our cultural dogma right now. We have been force-fed that we have been a culture of excess protein. And that's been our downfall. And what a crying shame that was, that we had agencies and organizations and fairly large, you know, pretty prominent voices telling us that, you know what, America has been guilty of consuming too much protein. You know what, that was such a misinformed message to be sent to the American public.
Let's be honest, Dr. Ossiero. The corn and grain industry was being subsidized by the American government, and the government was going, holy mackerel, we're growing all this stuff. What are we going to do with it? We got to get people to eat more of this crap. I mean, let's be honest. That's what it was. That's the impetus behind it.
Listen, I'm going to let you say that.
I know you can't. I know you can't say that. I understand that. But what? Let's be honest. I mean, the conspiracy, no conspiracy, whatever you want to call it, it had to do with promoting big agricultural venues. That's all it had to do with.
I don't think there's any denying that. I think that, I'd even be publicly outspoken on that response. There's no doubt that it was.
Okay,
it was heavily agricultural based, and the problem is that it sent the message that, hey, reevaluate what you're eating, decrease the amount of protein.
And then when you have crazy books like the China Study telling people that protein is linked to cancer, and then you have all these other people out there, these vegans on Oprah Winfrey saying, oh, you shouldn't eat animal protein. Those people are sickly looking. When you look at these vegans who are, if they're not ovo-vegans or lacto-vegans, if they're not getting whole amino acid profiles from some form of animal protein that they feel, quote-unquote, is kind to the animals, you see people who are wasting underneath the layers of fat. They have no muscle. They look like old people already. And these are the people that won't be able to get out of their chairs when they're 50 and 60 years old. They're gonna end up being institutionalized so they didn't hurt any animals. Great. Okay? This is nonsense. Our propagandizing that, you know, oh, animal proteins are bad for you. Baloney. We wouldn't be here today if animal proteins were bad for us. We would have died 1,000 years ago when all we ate was animal proteins. Let's go on to summarize the last three things here because I want to move on to the results. Then there was healthy eating recommendations, combined exercise and training, and meditation and stress reduction. These were all under the healthy lifestyle segment, correct?
That's correct. And let me just spend a little bit of time on that real quickly.
Sure.
Because it's important for me to make this delineation. The one group was focused primarily on the resistance training, again, proven highly, highly effective, and the sprint interval training. Again, we've already discussed that at length. And then the dietary protein of the whey protein. And then I took a second group. I said, hey, let's do a lifestyle strategy that incorporates this resistance training that I term this functional performance training, and the sprint interval. So I was kind of saying, all right, for all of you that, you know, are still naysayers, you want to do something that you want to associate with a healthy lifestyle, you know, incorporating some protein, whether it's whey or not, but doing the same things that the other group is doing, but just in this healthy lifestyle. People make a connection to that. So I said, all right, I'm going to put you on this, you know, routine. So they had the resistance training, they had the high intensity sprint intervals, and then listen, there's no denying that our culture our U.S. culture is number one in the world in terms of stress. I mean, we are the most stressed out culture in the world. And so there's certain things that we can do to help alleviate that. Now, I put in yoga. People associate it with, you know, a de-stressing, but it's also a healthy lifestyle. I don't necessarily advocate it in terms of, or myself, I should say, for the, you know, all of the, kind of the religious, you know, connotations behind the yoga.
And meditation, too. Another one that you put in there was meditation as well, right?
Right, exactly. Just the meditative component of the yoga.
Right.
And then I had them do this one day of endurance exercise, and believe it or not, the endurance exercise bout was not for increasing, you know, their calorie expenditure. It wasn't to help them burn more body fat. It was nothing even related to
that. It was more like meditation in motion, almost like...
That's exactly what it was. So it was another form, so very well said. So that was the design of that study. But clearly, you know, it was this comprehensive approach. People were associating it with this lifestyle. And again, following the same tenets as the other group for the most part in terms of increasing dietary protein on top of doing these forms of exercise.
Okay, so you had actually three groups. You had a whey protein-only group, correct?
Right.
Then you had a whey protein and training group that did the resistance training and sprint training, correct?
Correct.
And then you had a group that only did healthy lifestyles, or did they do all three?
They did all of those healthy lifestyles, the yoga, the resistance,
meditation, resistance training,
functional training, the sprint interval, and the endurance. Correct.
And they increased their protein intake using whey.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
absolutely. They had to be up at this, you know, at a level of protein that is required in order for them. So it was 25% plus, you know, that they had to meet, six meals a day.
All right. So the hypothesis was that the healthy lifestyle group, which was doing everything, and the whey protein plus resistance training, and we're just going to call it resistance training. It was interval training and sprints as well, which is resistance when you think about it, because when you're sprinting, it's resistance training. You would imagine that they would have the most favorable outcome. Was that the end result?
It was, but believe it or not, Carl, we also found that the group that was only doing the whey protein without any additional, form of exercise, they had some favorable physiological changes that actually reduced their risk for metabolic syndrome.
Really? Like now, what?
Yeah. Well, can we hit the results?
Yeah, why don't we do this? Cause we're taking this show long today, because that's how important I believe your information is. I really, really mean this when I'm saying this. I know that people know that I like to try to sensationalize a little bit, but I really believe that you have the recipe to save the country. I'm not being patronizing to you. I really, really believe it. I want to take this show long. We're going to take our last commercial break, and we're going to take the last segment as long as we have to take it so that Dr. Ossiero can lay out the game plan to save the country. And then I want all of you superhumans out there to promote this show to your friends, because we can't go down this road we're going. We're going to be broke. We're going to have all our food is going to be garbage food, and the country is going to be sicker than ever if we don't do something soon. Dr. Ossiero has the game plan. He's the quarterback. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
LG Sciences pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800
800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I am on a mission to spread the word of Dr. Paul Arciero and save this country. Save this country from dying young. Save this country from going bankrupt under the weight of disease control in this country. It shouldn't be called health care. It should be called disease control. The country is diseased. We are the fattest nation on earth. How proud can you be of that? We're fat. And that's what the world thinks about us. Let's change that right now. Okay, so give me the lowdown. What were the results?
All right, so the results from the study were really intriguing. I mean, they were fascinating. So we have some pretty sophisticated techniques. Just to jump back to, you know, what I have available here at Skidmore, we have the IDEXA, which is GE's, you know, state-of-the-art body composition analysis body scan machine that really. The resolution is phenomenal, but it allows us to study the human in a three-compartment model of its lean tissue mass. It's what we call the fat-free mass. It lets us, from that fat-free mass, separate out bone mineral content. So we not only get the fat-free muscle mass, but we get the bone mineral content, and then we get the body fat. So it's a three-compartment model. It's you know, state-of-the-art, highly sophisticated, and very reproducible and accurate. So what I do with that technique, using the DECA, I'm able to go in and specifically isolate a specific region of the body, the abdominal region, which is most highly implicated on metabolic syndrome and cardiovascular metabolic disease. So I'm very lucky, very fortunate that I have that technology, state of the art. It's what helps me do the high level research that I'm able to do. So from an overall body perspective, all three groups, Carl, lost body weight. And that even was with the group that was just doing the whey protein. I think that has to be emphasized here, is that by making that simple, just that one simple daily recommendation.
An additional 60 grams of protein a day is what they had on top of what they were normally eating. You didn't ask them to change their diet. You just said to them, just have three times a day a 20-gram protein drink. That's it.
That's it. Three times a day, drink this 20-gram serving of high-quality, leucine mTOR-activating protein. That's exactly right. And so they took the whey protein, significant reduction in body weight. Group doing the whey protein.
Did I miss it? Did you say a percentage of body weight reduction, or did you give a number?
I don't have those stats available, okay. But it was significant. It was at least a couple of kilos. So,
wow.
I mean, Yeah, yeah, with nothing else, you know, right. other than adding in 20 grams. So right. it was pretty profound.
When you did the DEXA, did you see the evidence of additional protein synthetic response? Did they add any lean mass?
Well, here's where it gets a little exciting. Yeah, the lean body mass was unchanged, and so what happened was, and obviously this tells the story right there. Body mass was preserved.
Unchanged.
Right. Overall body weight.
Because isn't it true that we lose 5% of our muscle mass every year after 40 years old?
Well, we definitely lose. Now, again, that's some of the data that might point to that. That's in a sedentary, assuming population.
Right.
But we can obviously,
the preservation in the face of losing body fat, the preservation of lean mass.
Yeah.
Says that there was some anabolic response taking place. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Given what we know to have maturation or aging effect to occur.
Right.
Yes. So there was some blunting or at least a reversal of this, what we would call sarcopenia in the body, this loss of muscle mass. So in terms of the DEXA, again, the DEXA showed with this drop in body weight, preservation of lean muscle mass. There's only one other compartment that we could lose. Well, we could lose bone mineral, but that didn't change, and you wouldn't expect it to. What ended up happening was they lost significant incomparable amounts of body fat, and that was huge. Now, I took it, of course, one step further. I was interested to say, all right, well, that's the total body fat. What might be happening inside the abdominal region, which is so indicative.
Visceral body fat, which is the most dangerous of all body fat.
The most dangerous. And, Carl, I'll tell you, you know, I got goosebumps when I saw this data. You know, you go back and you think, boy, that's unbelievable. But, indeed, all three groups, the group that was just consuming the whey protein, the group that was doing the whey protein and resistance training, and then the group that was doing the healthy lifestyle, had significant reductions in their abdominal body fat.
Wow.
So what we was, and listen, you know, I told people the IDEXA doesn't lie. I mean, the accuracy and the validity, reliability of that piece of equipment is second to none. And so these are real changes. And so, listen, I'm humbled. I'm honored. With the statements that you made earlier regarding some of the information and the science that
Dr. Osiero, the whole country got on this program for the year. We would eliminate metabolic syndrome in the country overnight.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Let's talk about the whey protein and resistance training and sprint interval group. They had the same 60 grams of additional protein, except they timed one of them immediately after exercise, because we know post exercise nutrition is so critical for the protein synthetic response. They did 4 days a week of resistance training. That was both weightlifting and or sprinting, correct?
That was weightlifting and sprinting, correct.
Okay. And what was their results?
So, again, their results showed that when they were following that regimen, as you just described, again, significant reductions in body weight, preservation of muscle mass. They actually went up a little bit. It just wasn't significant in terms of their overall body muscle lean tissue mass.
Right.
Which in and of itself was
intriguing. Because, let's face it, these people were considered untrained prior to this event. Okay.
Yeah.
So the ability to intensify your exercise routine comes the more often you exercise, because there's central nervous system adaptation that has to take place.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. And so, again, this group showed the similar changes. They had significant reductions in their total body fat. They had significant reductions in their abdominal body fat as well, which was a huge finding. And one intriguing thing, Carl, that I wanted to make note of, because it brings us back full circle to the beginning of your show when we were talking about the very, very strong relationship between an individual's body mass index and their susceptibility to what we call hypertension, high blood pressure. And indeed, the group that was doing the weight training resistance exercise with the sprints and the whey protein had a significant drop in their systolic blood pressure.
Wow.
Now, that's huge. I mean, you know, when you see things like this, again, this variable was measured under very tightly controlled laboratory conditions. And so it's one of these types of tests that has the potential to have some variability unless it's being conducted and performed by a trained investigator. And in this case,
this was just in 16 weeks, too, right?
This was just in 16 weeks. They had a significant
imagine
drop
if these
in
people,
systolic
imagine,
blood pressure.
Imagine what these people are going to feel like, look like, be like metabolically in a year if they stick with it.
Yeah. Now on top of that, we have a whole bunch of other blood variables that we measured. We haven't just gotten around to analyzing them all yet. But one of the ones that we were able to analyze fairly quickly in response to the training was the blood glucose. And although not a significant drop, I should point out that with all these other favorable physiological changes, the abdominal obesity, the total body fat, the maintenance of their muscle mass, in fact, even a little bit of an increase, although not significant, the reduction in their systolic blood pressure, they also had a drop in their blood glucose. Again, not significant. It was borderline significant. The point is that here you have two of the main markers, indicators of metabolic syndrome, blood pressure, high blood glucose, both reducing, along with, of course, the abdominal obesity being reduced.
But I would like to jump in here and say something. I would like to say that it's very well known amongst people who have helped other individuals reverse insulin resistance that it takes 6 months to completely reverse insulin resistance because you have a variety of metabolic systems that affect both the management of blood sugar and the release and production of blood sugar. So when metabolic syndrome is one thing, insulin resistance is another. You have to change the insulin sensitivity landscape. You have to change the way the liver functions and the adrenals function. You have to change the way the pancreas functions. You have to change so many different systems in order to truly reverse what people like to call type 2 diabetes, I like to call insulin resistance, that 16 weeks is not long enough. But clearly you saw a hedging in the proper direction.
Well, and absolutely. And in fact, the insulin values have not been analyzed yet. It's on the docket for next week, believe it or not. So maybe next time I come on your show, I'll just give that update to the audience. But I'm real intrigued. We had to wait for some final data collection to run those insulins, but we have it, and we're going to be running those next week. And that'll give us the complete picture of their insulin sensitivity. But listen, Carl, on that topic, you nailed it. And I've been proving for a number of years, almost two decades now, the effectiveness of a healthy eating regimen as well as the proper form of exercise to help enhance insulin sensitivity, particularly in the most at-risk groups, and that's the middle-aged, obese, morbidly obese individual. And so I have scientific documentation through my publication record to show that, and I'm just carrying it out in a whole different model to make it even better.
Right.
In terms of what we can do in terms of this protocol. So those were the main findings with the groups that were consuming the whey protein. Fortunately, the healthy lifestyle, again, I attribute it to really nothing more, but predominantly due to the fact that they were engaging in that, a little bit of that meditation, a little bit of that stress reduction. They were doing that full body resistance training, much like the weight training group was. But the only thing I can think of, they responded really, I think, to another level, again, because like others that you've had on the show, Dr. Connolly being one of them, I had this group emphasizing the 6 meals of protein every day. And I think that was the telling feature. So this group was also introducing a 6-meal-a-day pattern, but they had to have a little bit of protein at each meal. So unlike the other group that was eating,
whatever they wanted,
diet,
and just plus, adding, right.
Yeah, so this group was saying, hey, I want you to change now and look at the quality of your nutrients. We're debunking that whole stupid, calorie is a calorie quantity thing. And I said, you know what? I want you to focus on the quality of the nutrients. Particularly, I want to make sure that you're eating that 6 times a day, but it has to be that high-quality protein at each meal. And I think that's why that group responded more favorable. So overall, it was a win-win for everybody. But ultimately, it comes down to doing that little bit extra nutritionally, whether you're eating those 6 meals or that little bit of protein, that I think takes you to the whole nother level of optimal health and performance.
So here's the challenge then. Here's the challenge for my listeners. Take this message to everyone you know. This is going to be, we've all tried to help our loved ones and friends and relatives reach health. But maybe we're doing it wrong. We're trying to get them to train more frequently. We're trying to get them to live our lifestyle, and even our lifestyle didn't happen overnight. Many of us have been at this for decades, and we are seeing the results and the benefits of it. Maybe what we need to do is a first step. Maybe we first need to send them to a sponsor of this show, TrueProtein.com, and get them to buy a 5-pound tub of high-quality whey protein isolate or whey protein, hydrolyzed whey protein, and just get them to start taking 3 scoops of it a day
so that they add that 60 grams of protein a day and then watch them feel better and start losing fat. They will then come back and say, okay, what do I do now? Maybe that's the game. Maybe that's what we have to do. We've been pushing the lifestyle too hard. Maybe we just need to start pushing 60 grams of whey protein a day to these people who we care about and we want to help them change. And then when they see in 4 or 5 months that they've lost body fat and they realize that the only thing they changed was the whey protein, they're going to come back and they go, okay, now I believe you. What do I do now? What do you think about that statement, Dr. Ossiero?
Carl, I like it. I mean, you could start off, and what you're essentially saying is start off with a simpler approach, but highly effective, a highly effective approach. Like you said, little baby step first, just do the introduction of the whey protein. And in fact, it may be that I chose the 60 grams, three servings a day. It may be that it could be as low as two. I mean, we saw some significant results in this group. And again,
yeah, but I know that protein causes the body to become more thermogenic. It causes the body to,
yes,
it stimulates a variety of cascades in the body, substrate utilization changes, more stable blood sugar levels, a greater degree of satiety. I mean, there's so many benefits. I say do 60 grams a day. I do three drinks a day of 20 grams is very, very simple to add to anyone's diet. There's no one out there that could say, oh, that's too hard for me. We're not asking you to do cardio. We're not asking you to lift weights or squat 1,000 pounds. We're just saying three scoops a day of high quality whey protein is all you need to get the ball rolling. And in 3 months, if you don't see changes in your body, then just go back and eat the pancakes and the waffles and everything else and just say goodbye. That's it. Let's try that. Let's start.
Well, listen, my study supports that, so I can't argue with you.
Okay. All right, Dr. Ossiero, we've actually gone 11 minutes long, which I've never taken a show long before, but I feel so strongly that your message is so important given the current state of this country. And I really hope that people take me seriously when I say, please, everyone who's listening to the show, please pass this show around. Even if you want them to fast forward to the second half of the show, which starts at 57 minutes after the first hour of the beginning of the show, have them do that. This show is critical. We really can change the landscape of health in the United States following Dr. Ossiero's plan here. And I hope that Michelle Obama does listen to this show, because if you really, really, really care and you really want to see healthcare costs drop down instead of continuing to skyrocket and true health occur in this country, call Dr. Paul Ossiero at Skidmore. I'm sure he'll take your call, and he will give you the game plan that Americans need to follow. Dr. Ossiero, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your very, very busy day. I know you're in great demand for coming on the show today.
Carl, it was my pleasure. And if anything, I'd love to have you forward that this transcript onto Michelle Obama.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe I should have that portion of the show transcribed to send to her so she can read. And I will promise I will have you back on to talk about some of the other great topics that you mentioned in this interview very, very soon, okay?
Looking forward to it, Carl. My pleasure.
All right. Thank you very much. And I also want to thank Nathan Chase from Need to Build Muscle for coming on the beginning of the show and talking about his high-protein trail mix. And we'll see everybody with a great show tomorrow. I'm going to be challenging the FDA to rethink soy protein. Isn't it a drug? It sure acts like one. We'll be right back. No, we'll be back tomorrow. Excuse me.